Walden Pond Press and Harper Audio present The In-Between by Rebecca K. S. Ansari, performed by Andrew Iden. 1. The girl was staring at him again, like she had every day since moving into the house across the alley 3 months ago. The slight, pale girl sat perched on her new tree swing, swaying gently, her eyes prying into Cooper's life. It was normally annoying, bordering on creepy even, but today, her presence only served to enrage him further as he exploded out of his back door, the sickening news his mother had shared ricocheting around in his skull. Seeing the girl there, Cooper bellowed, "Can't you just leave me alone?" He already knew she wouldn't answer. She never did. Her expression didn't change one bit. She simply looked up and down the alley as if checking to make sure they were alone before settling her eyes on him again. Cooper kicked a dog-chewed tennis ball that had somehow ended up in his driveway, sending it like a missile against the garage door. It almost hit him on the rebound, and he had to awkwardly dodge it. He flushed furiously, both with embarrassment and at the thought of what the girl was about to witness. A stiff Chicago October wind tore a wave of yellowed leaves from their branches, raining them down on him as he pulled his father's pocket watch from his jeans. For a fraction of a second, he hesitated. Oh, how Cooper loved this watch. He used to sneak it from his father's bedside table and bring it back to his room, where he would press the gold plunger at the top to open the cover and feel the soft click of the latch as he shut it, over and over, the sensation simple, satisfying, and comforting. Cooper had always imagined its original owner, his great-great-grandfather, doing the same, checking the time on his way to the bank or the train or wherever people went back then. "You are the next in a long line of steward men to have this," his father had said with pride when he'd finally gifted it to Cooper. Cooper hadn't known yet that being a steward man was nothing to be proud of. How stupid he'd been. It was a dumb watch, just another thing his father had ruined. He opened the cover for the last time. The chain coiled on the cement beneath it as he set the watch on the ground with a gentle care that came by habit. Rather ironic now. In the back corner of the garage, Cooper grabbed a cobweb-covered baseball bat from its home amid the collection of neglected sporting gear. The bat had been another gift from his father, and Cooper had told his mom months ago that she could throw it away. Now he was glad she hadn't listened to him. Back when his parents were still married, Cooper hadn't known which was worse, the many times his dad was too busy working to show up to his games with all the other parents, or the times his dad did manage to make it, shouting endless, useless bits of advice from the stands every time Cooper came to the plate. "Choke up on the bat. Step into it. See yourself making contact." Finally, he could put those words to good use. Cooper walked back out to the driveway and smiled grimly as he placed his feet the way his dad had shown him. He tapped the tip of the bat to the shiny glass face of the watch, his other hand up in the air, signaling to an imaginary umpire for time as he stepped into position. He glanced quickly across the alley to make sure the girl had a good view as he wrapped both hands around the grip and raised the bat over his head. With a wail, he brought it down. One hit would have been plenty, but Cooper struck the mangled pieces over and over again, each hit punctuated with a cry. Springs, gears, and shards of glass shot in all directions. He felt a small cut across his ankle from a flying bit of metal, but he didn't stop even when nothing remained at the spot he continued to pound. The clang of aluminum on cement rang across the neighborhood like a church bell. Only when the jarring in his hands and shoulders screamed for him to stop, did he let the bat clatter to the ground. Then, quite unexpectedly, Cooper crumpled down beside it. In an instant, his proud fury turned to humiliation as he was powerless to stop the pathetic display of tears that overcame him. And with them came the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?